This is WUGA News. I'm Alexia Ridley. This week's special election saw two Athens-area Democrats taking seats once held by Republicans. One of those candidates, Jonathan Wallace, is now the representative-elect for House District 119. Wallace said he had hoped just to make it to a runoff with one of his three Republican challengers. Instead, he's heading to the Capitol in Atlanta.
This was a surprise to me as well, and I think to the team. And it, obviously, it's the best outcome that we hope for. We hope that all of our hard work would pay off.
And while there was an anti-Trump sentiment at play in other parts of the nation, Wallace said he ran with a local focus. He has two clear goals he'd like to accomplish.
My goal is to support our public schools, make sure they're fully funded. I'd like to make sure that our kids receive the support that they need. I'd love to see us have an independent redistricting commission for 2020. The people want us as elected officials to be accountable to them. And so having competitive districts, I think, is something that I welcome and encourage. I think it encourages civic engagement.
The new representative says he respects the hard work it takes to run.
I am incredibly appreciative to all of my opponents and all the other folks who have put themselves forth to represent their district or their city or their precincts.
Democrat Deborah Gonzalez won the District 117 seat. For WUGA News, I'm Alexia Ridley.